Good evening, everybody. Thank you for coming. Mitzvah Shem. We're going to discuss we're discussing about Eishvach Eichim Pans from Zev Zagorim. We're not going back to that. We had a few chabers on that already. But there is one point in that machlokas, in that Gemara, in the Sugya, which is unrelated to Zev Zagorim. I mean, it's not really Zev Zagorim, but it's an issue we should discuss nonetheless. We shouldn't skip it, I think. That's the issue of Ablezer Shita of Yolich Hanoah Liam HaMelech. We have a case in which there's an Isser Hanoah. We'll get into it, what it means exactly in this case. If a person can dispose of the value of that Isser Hanoah, once he disposes of it, somehow there's a Heter Hanoah. He can be Nana from the thing that he couldn't be Nana from beforehand. The Yoram Pesach, Mizchav Zayin Menalef, we don't know this for reference. It says, how do we know Ablezer holds Zev Zagorim Yosser? The Gemara says it resolves to say we learn it from Reb Lezer's case of Pas. The Latzei Asher. The Gemara says This is a Mishnah actually on Mem Tes and Beis and Avodah Zarah. It says Natal Hemena Eitzim. The person takes Eitzim takes branches from an Asherah, an Avodah Zarah tree. Asurim Bahanoah. The branch Asher Bahanoah. Hisik Ben Asatanur Chadash Yutzatz Yashin Yutzan Afa Boas Pas Asurim Bahanoah. If a person uses these branches to heat up an oven and or to cook bread, to bake bread with these branches, to use the wood for fuel from the Sheira, so the bread's Asur Bahanoah, Reb Lezer holds. Whether it's the branches that are Asur only, or just the oven was Asur from some branches and now they have new branches, whatever it is, as long as one element is Asur, this bread is Asur Bahanoah that you baked as a result from the Atzei Asherah. The Sarva Bacheros, if you made some bread and the bread got baked with other bread mixed together, so for kulan asur and bahanoah, they're all asur bahanoah. Be'ezer Omer yoli chanol yam hamelach. You can go ahead and take a certain amount of value, whatever it means, a machlokas rishonim, cast it to the yam hamelach, dispose of it, get rid of it, and the bread is going to be mutter somehow. However, that is, Chamim said ain lo pidyon l'avodah zarah. They said there's no pidyon, you can't redeem a avodah zarah, you can't be matar avodah zarah. The ledger though holds somehow it works. Like the Rishonim say, Rav Lezer's not saying you can redeem a avodah zarah, it's a different mechanism. Rav Lezer says that you can go ahead and you can somehow be matar this bread that was baked through fuel of avodah zarah, you can be matar it, or oven of avodah zarah, and the bread is going to be matar. Question is, what is this whole concept, Yoli Chanol Yam HaMelech? How does it work? It's a mysterious idea, it's very mysterious, because on the one hand, the person is going ahead and he's, you know, like retroactively being matir something. On the other hand, even though some Rishonim say that it pertains, you know, they say it works for the Rabbanans, very normal cases, but everyone does agree it does work for Daraisas as well. Because in this case, you have bread that's cooked through its Usur. If you hold Zev Zagorim as Usur, then the bread is Usur Daraisa, and you can permit the bread. So it's a very mysterious concept, how you can retroactively dispose of something and be matir the thing that was Usur Minat Torah. So how does that work? So there were five, as I found, at least five major machlokes on the sugya, and I think by evaluating them, hopefully we can understand what this idea of Yoli Chanol Liam HaMelech actually is all about. I'm just going to go through some of these machlokes in Hashem. They build up, they get more fundamental to the core of it, but let's just try to go through some of these issues in Hashem. So first of all, what does this work for, this case of Yoli Chanol Liam HaMelech? What does it work for? The Ran holds that it works only for Avodah Zarah. The Ran says, he says this in the Chidushi Ran in Avodah Zarah, I think it is. He says, look, Avodah Zarah tefeses dameha. If you take Avodah Zarah and use it to purchase something, to exchange something for the value of it, the new thing you got is Osir Bahanoah. It's Avodah Zarah also. Din Avodah Zarah applies to it. It's Tofes Damim, Avodah Zarah. Many Yisrael are not Tofes Damim. We know they're not. Shvi'is is only Tofes. The original and the last thing is Tofes. But Avodah Zarah, Tofes Dameh. Whatever you exchange for it becomes Avodah Zarah itself. It has the din of Avodah Zarah. So therefore, you see that somehow we already have a hint of how it works, somehow you can already transfer Avodah Zarah status from object to object. So somehow the Ran says Avodah Zarah is Tofes Dameha, and therefore it only works for Avodah Zarah. Only things that are Usur because of Avodah Zarah Isurim can you redeem, so to say, or can you, you know, be Yoli Chanol Liam HaMelech. Therefore, this case of Asherah, you have Avodah Zarah Eitzim, used for fuel, cooking bread. Therefore, that's what Lezer says, you can match to the bread. Cases like that. But however, in the case also in Mem Tes, also in Avodah Zarah, if you use the Avodah Zarah branch, you use like a needle to sew or to knit clothing, so that clothing also, similar idea it could be. However, though, That's the rod. It only works for Avodah Zarah. You cannot shari surim that produce something. It's usher. You cannot. There's no heter for that of throwing away the value. It's not going to help. However, the Rashbam and many other Rishonim say no. It works for everything. Let's say a person has. We have the case in our Gemara and Chaf Vav and Chaf Zayin of Sakham. A person has wood. Has wood for fuel coming from Orla, from like Klipe Orla, where he has fuel from Klei Kerem. Say he uses this fuel to bake bread. So Rabbi Eliezer would say, according to this, according to these Rishonim, yes, you can cast value into the Yam HaMelech, and this bread will be mutter. Whether it, the fuel was from Orla, the fuel is Klei Kerem, any Yisr Hanoah that creates something, whatever it is, you can be mutter by casting away the value. That's what the Rashbam and other Rishonim say. The Ran, and they say they attack the Ran. The Ran, they say the Ran in the Lashon of the Chum in the Gemara says that there is it says Ein Pidyon L'Avodah Zarah. L'Avodah Zarah somehow has a chumrah to it. So either way, that's the machlokas. The Ran says it only works for Avodah Zarah. You can cast away the value of Lezer, whereas some other Rishonim, they're both Rishonim on both sides.
Yeah, but Rishonim, when you say according to the other Rishonim you can cast away the value, that clearly will not apply by Mahalas Asuras, right? If, let's say, you take Klei Kerem or Orla. Yeah, I mean, if it's Asur Bahana, throwing Hana Liyam HaMelech is not going to make the thing Mutar Bahana.
The posture is not. We'll see the more, there's one exceptional case which it will actually. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. But yeah, you can't go ahead and take a piece of
Klei Kerem
and go ahead
throw
and
throw something into Yam HaMelech.
I'm going to redeem it.
Right. That's not going to work.
Yeah, that's one of the main times that some of them have. Again, Machlokas later. Some of them say we don't find the Matsinu that we can go ahead and you can Torah Gemara should have said, oh, you can go ahead and be Matur and Matur Surim, but go ahead and cast away the value. We don't see that.
The answer is that this concept of Yolichanali Amamela is obviously a concept of monetary benefit.
You'll see.
It's not a din in a Hefza of Yisr. So when the nature is a monetary benefit, you can redeem it by throwing into Yam HaMelech.
Right.
But if it's a Hefza of Yisr, throwing things into Yam HaMelech is not going to help you.
According to many Rishonim, you're right. According to the Rishonim, they would be holding the
third. I'm just saying, you mentioned the Ran,
right.
Okay? So the Ran says it's Dafka by Avodah Zarah.
Right.
Then you mentioned somebody who disagrees with
the Rashbam says other Yisrim as well.
Rashbam?
Yeah. Rina Gona quotes the Rashbam on this.
Okay, so I'm saying even this Rashbam would not apply to other Mahal Asuras, so this only makes sense by Hektish or something.
It's Yisur Hanoah. Yisur Hanoah.
No, it does not work by Yisur Hanoah, because what does it mean? Explain. Give me a case.
No, the case.
What's the example?
Similar case.
Give me a case.
A case which he used Klipe Orla, use Orla fuel to cook bread, to bake bread.
Right.
So that bread got mixed in with other bread that were mutter or heter bread, whatever. So therefore, that you can go ahead and you can somehow be Yoli Chanol the value into the Yam HaMelech, and that bread that was created as a grama from the Atse Orla, that bread can be permissible, can be mutter. There's a heter for that bread. So even though the fuel is Orla fuel, that this affairs with the Rashbam and the Rush also quotes what they're talking about. You have bread from Orla, bread from Klei Kerem. The Gemara proof in Sakhan. You have Klei Kerem used to cook, to bake, you know, Klei Kerem wood, Klei Kerem vegetation, whatever it is, for fire to bake some bread. So that bread, you can match that bread, got mixed with other bread, whatever, you can match the bread, it'd be Molech HaNa'ol Yam HaMelech. So that's the case they bring. But again, you're right, we're not talking about foreign amenity that we're talking about being matur the chetzer. We're not talking about Klei HaKerem to machlokas, but some say we're not talking about Klei HaKerem, which you can be matur itself. We're talking about something that is a derivative of it. And that's not such a far thing from what you're discussing.
But what difference does it make, whether it's the derivative or the thing?
We'll get to it. We'll get to that. That'll be the fourth issue, hopefully.
Okay,
but that's so far what we have. So what's the hezbrah of this machlokas? The hezbrah of machlokas is whether we say it applies only to Avodah Zarah, which means things that were derived and which should be nana from Avodah Zarah, like it'd be nana from having bread that was baked from Atse Asherah, or talking about Shari Surim as well, that we're trying to talk about again, Oral and Klei Kerem, which our Gemara talks about Masachim. Machlokas Lechora, and there are many ways to learn every one of these issues, I'm just suggesting on my own, is this heter, this mechanism, the Yolich HaNol HaMelech, is it in the object Chalos or the object Shem? See, Avodah Zarah has a chalos. That's the whole idea of the Ran. The Ran is saying, it's topes tameha, Avodah Zarah topes tameha, which means it's a chalos. This chalos iser can be applied to another thing. It can travel around from here to there. It can be extended. it's a chalos. That's all it is. And therefore, but Zara, if a person makes something, the yayin is also in a Torah, right? Why is this yayin, the person daven to the wine? No. The wine is dedicated. It's used. It's dedicated. It's a haktoah for Avodah Zara. The whole idea of Avodah Zara is a chalos, a certain identification, a certain association. So therefore, some rishonim, like the Ran would say, it only applies to cases of a chalos. You can go ahead, the chalos isser you can remove. But a shem isser, such as orla, klekerem, again, you could say there's a chalos, but pash just no. Other things that are a shem, it's a shem of the isser. It's identified. This is the status of orla, klekerem, of other isser might
exist. What's the difference between a chalos and a shem?
What I mean is like this. A shem is really the identity of the object. It's not just an external status that is applied, that's applied to it. The Avodah Zarah applied. The person takes the yayin, he's an asechit, so he's dedicated it to a Avodah Zarah, so to say. It has a chalos of Avodah Zarah applied to it. There's nothing inherently about it. It didn't, as opposed to, say, the case of Orla, take care of all other, many other, again, every one of these points you can argue about. You can make different chakiris, but to make a broad, but to the Mechalei Pashas would be to say other ones. Then the Shem, then the Yad. This is Orla. It's not the Pshat. This simply is fruit. You could say the Chalos is Orla, but you could also say it identifies Orla. It was less than 3 years old, and therefore this, or for the first 3 years, this fruit is inherently Orla. This fruit is Orla. This fruit, this mixture, this is Klei HaKerem. It's the definition of it. It's the essence of it. So that's the idea. So in other words, they're shown them like the Ran say, it only works to remove a chalos, an external status that was in doubt upon it, but to change, but the identity, the shem, the actual character of the thing, that you can't be matir. Others say you can. Maybe I think that might be the machlokus. The shem, actual identity of the object, even though the identity is the identity of Orlik, that Karen, whatever
the
else.
The question
would
be. Is this, let's say Hekdesh. What would the Ran say by Hekdesh?
That's a good point, actually. That's a good point.
So tell me, what do you think he would say?
I'm sure I'm going to discuss that. I don't know. Pashas, the Chori, he would say, logically, according to this, he would say that it's mutter. And not only that, it makes sense. Even without the Ron, it makes sense to say that it's mutter. Because Hekdesh is something you could easily.
Meaning that this would work. The Pashas would work.
Yeah, he doesn't mention that. The Mar doesn't mention that. He only mentions the Gemara mentions. But Pashas says it would work. It would be even better than that because it's something that Pashas says it would work. He doesn't discuss it, but it's a good question here.
So what's the poshness? Why? Why would you think that?
Why should
why
it work?
According to the Ron, would it work?
Because Hekdesh is a vade chalos. That's just thinking something being. I mean, if a para gives a para that's a korban, Hekdesh gives birth to an eagle. So the eagle, the baby, is going to be kodesh also. But it was because of the chalos, the person was makdish it, as opposed to kliyakarim and orla, which grow this way. They're inherently this way on their own. That's their identity. Uh-huh. However, something which you're mocked is you endowed with the status has nothing to do with
them. See, I think it's a monetary thing that anything that's defined based on the monetary value is when you can use this heter. So Avodah Zarah is certainly defined based on not to get any monetary benefit from Avodah Zarah.
How do you know that Orla and Karam are not defined the same way?
Orla is a din in Mahal Asuras, nothing to do with monetary ownership. Happens to be Misuri Hana, Mitoris Ma'akalos Asuras, but not Mitoris the din of Mamonos.
I see what you're saying.
So therefore, the Ram would say anything that works Mitoris the Mamonos aspect, as opposed to being a Ma'akalos Asuras, that's when you can have the heter of Milne Hala.
You're saying I would have said what you're saying. However, there's going to be a machlokus later on that we're going to get to, hopefully, which there's that group will be a machlokus. We're showing him not aligned. Not the Shitasan, that's the problem. So you're saying it makes sense, but wait till we get to that point later, and you'll see how we might have to change gears. Okay, very good. So that's the first thing. So this more fundamental. Each machlok is more fundamental, more profound than the other one in terms of how getting into the crux of how this whole thing works. The second machlok we have, machlokus, again, there are many Rishonim on every side, and each side of the aisle here, so to say. But this what's quoted here is the Ra'ah versus the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ritva. What kind of Yisurim does this apply to in terms of the quality of the Yisur? With the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ritva hold the same way, they hold as follows. They say it only applies to Yisurim that are Yisurim Darabanan or derivative Yisurim, which means, like we had the case of using wood of Yisur Hanoah and baking bread with that wood. However, let's say that you had something that is Asur B'Hanoah. Let's say you had Orli, that's some fruit. You have some Orli, some Orla fruit. So the fruit gets mixed up with some other fruit that's not orla. It's old fruits and old trees, whatever. Mixed up together. Can you redeem this fruit? So, can you be molech l'hanoah and eat the fruit? So the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ritva and other Rishonim say, no, you can't. It only works for Isurim Darabanan, Hamomer, I guess, and Isurim that are derivative Isurim, which the thing itself is not, it's not Gufo Usur and Gufo Usur. Gufo Usur doesn't work for. If you have something, you don't find such a thing. However, the Ra'ah, we didn't see the side is quoted though, this was quoted by the Ritva, this Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says, nope. It works for all Yisurim. It's not Mechalik, the ritual quotes. For all and Mechalik. It works for all Yisurim. Therefore, if you have some orla fruit that gets mixed up with some abundance of other fruit, even if it's not Batal, Yoli Chanoli Amamelech, and all the fruit in the pile, including the orla fruit, it's all Mutter. It's all together Mutter. That's what they say. So the question is, how in the world is that? How does this whole thing work? So we understand maybe a little better the Shita of the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ritva, which is that it does the gufo usher, the thing itself is usher, you can't be molech and melech, it's not going to help. But even according to them, it's working for a serum deraisa, because these cases of the bread being baked with atzei yisr, this bread is usher min haTorah. From Lezer of the Zeb Zagorim, it's usher min haTorah. How can that be? So, as I mentioned earlier, this is why the Ran is so important, when he explains that it works for Avodah Zarah. He says that Ran says there's tfisas damin. The whole idea of the chora here is, according to this Rishon, as follows: how can you ever be matter something as asur min haTorah? Whether it's gufo asur or whether it's a derivative asur, how can you matter an asur Torah without a mechanism that the Torah explains? Which means there's a legitimate bittul going on, or it's shayachi poda. There's no bittul here, and it's not shayachi poda. These things, you can't be poda orla, you can't be poda and poda something that was cooked with atzei asher. It doesn't work. How does it work? So the chora, and also I defer if you want to, or anybody wants to argue on this, chora works as follows. Most Rishonim say, Rashi's an argument, almost all the Rishonim say as follows. They say it only works for a case of Tarotis. They say whether it's a case of bread that was baked without, say, Isser, or whether it's a case of, like the, we're always a case of an oral piece of fruit, let's say, mixed in with other heter fruits, you have to have a Tarotis. You can never, if the Isser is Yadua or Mefursim, the ritual explains, that thing can never be redeemed by Moli Chanoli Avamelech. It doesn't work. It has to be a tarovis. What's the idea of a tarovis? What is the whole idea of a tarovis? I mean, it's not butthole. How does tarovis help? If you take this doesn't work. So why need tarovis? Why does Yisra have to be Eno Yedum or Forsum? Who cares if we don't know which it is? So the answer might be as follows. See, the crux of whoever Rishonim we're working with, the crux seemingly is as follows. Again, it's, so to say, a mystical idea. It's not something that rationally we would just derive on our own if Rabbi Lezer didn't tell us this is the Tar Shabbat Peh, how it works. But once something is, the idea of this thing is as follows. The Isser, however you're doing, you're taking the Isser is being taken, it's being disassociated from the Chefza, whatever the Chefza is, whether it's a derivative Isser or whether it's a Gufa Isser, whatever it is, we can explain hopefully soon with how it works, but you disassociate the Isser from the Chefza, and then you remove, send it out to Yam HaMelech, this Isser, represented by the value that you're throwing away. If you have a case of, let's say you have a case of a Tarovis, right? So in Tarovis, even though we know that one of them is Usser, we know that one of them is Usser, right? We know that, but we don't know which one is Usser. Therefore we say, among the Tarovis there is Isser present. We don't know which one it is. So even though Klapei Shemaya, Hashem knows which bread is the Usser piece of bread, but we don't know which is the Usser piece of bread. And we have to treat it, alt suffix, on Din Deraisa, we have to treat them all as Usser. They're all Usser. Treat them all as Isser. If that's the case, the Isser has already been somehow...
I know, just go slow. The fact that you have to treat them as us is only a chumrah because it's not bata. It's a special chumrah de rabbanon by Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is not bata. Midaraisa, they're all bata, and it's no problem. So I don't understand what you're saying. Midaraisa by Avodah Zarah, the reason that Avodah Zarah is not bata is only the chumrah de rabbanon. Minatara, you can eat everything, and that will be fine.
By Avodah Zarah?
Yeah, the whole Chumrah of Avodah Zarah is only the Rabbana. The fact that Avodah Zarah is not Bat is a Chumrah of the Rabbana. Of course.
I wish I had shown him here, because the way they quote the case of Tavash of Avodah Zarah, which is Ma'uruv,
That's all the Rabbana. Chumrah of Avodah Zarah is the Rabbana.
A lack of Bittul?
Yeah.
Because they bring that. The way the, you know, I wish, I don't have a ritva here. I wish I could, he's, the way he's presenting is, he's presenting it out that way.
What?
He present, he's a ritva as a case. When he's doing some vodazara, which you have, I think it's Habas of vodazara, it was Nisarev, Afilu Elif Lobot.
Okay, I'm going to open the Rambam and read the Rambam to you.
Okay. All right, so, either way, all right, you mind getting the wrong message? You know what
it is?
Sorry, yeah. Thanks a lot. Then, if we don't have, we have to work out another Hezbo, I think, for this. Thanks. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You know what the Rambam tells you about the Chumras that are not Batal?
The relator as well presents this. He says, how can this halting work? He says, no, it only works for the Bozar's not Batal. He says, oh, it only works for the abundance of a case with Inguf and Osir. Meaning that the Isser, meaning that the Bozar would not be Batal in the Torah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kamosha Biyarnu, which means this is what he's referring to. He says that there's no bittel. Kolshu is the Yarnu said Kolshu.
Mm-hmm.
Herobus is also. There's Kamosha Biyarnu. Bitesva of Zion.
Nimtzis Lamed. Shako Yisur Shavitara Ben Yisur Malkas Ben Yisur Kares Ben Yisur Hanashinis Arvo B'machal Hamuta Min B'sheinu Mino B'nosin Tam Min B'mino Shiev Shalamar Otam Shishu Me'a B'masai Chutz Mi'ay Nesek Nechumras Avodazara V'chum Chutz Mi'tevo Shere Evshel Atakna Asum B'min Kosho Shalom Min B'nosin Tam Kishar Yisur.
Right. And that was the Raisin.
That's a Raisin?
I think that's the way the Ritva presents it, at least me presents it, develops this whole thing.
I don't think so. Alright, just keep going.
Right, so let's work that assumption.
Yeah.
Okay, so, anyway, so the way that I was assuming, at least, is that, so therefore, you have a tarovus of these things, right? So therefore, we can't identify the isser, so we view it as if there's isser present there. It's not identifiable. So therefore, Kapi Shemaya, the isser is known, but we don't identify it. And therefore, the isser has already been somehow, at least the Kapi, how we relate to it, the isser somehow is no longer identified daf with that one chefza. The isser is somehow floating. We know the chefza. The person eats the chefza. It's chayev. Karis, malchus, every is chayev. He's chayev. But the way that the halacha views the chefza, how we're supposed to relate to it, how we know he towards it, the isser is somehow there. It's not fixed in any one chefza. Once it's a murah. Once that's the case, the isser somehow be, you know, it's no longer locked into that one chefza. It's in the chefza, but it's elsewhere as well. The isser somehow is like, so to say, mobile, and therefore the isser can be removed, marched out towards the Yom HaMelech, so to say, through the Hanoah, through the money that's cast away, representing the value of the isser. So if you say that idea, then it could be as follows: that, see, we have a machlokas, the Rashba and the Rush in the case of Heter. If a person has Heter, the other Shiavish, dry mixtures, has Heter, and he has one piece of Isser that gets mixed into that Heter. The Machlokus was shown him, how do we view that it becomes Mutter, the Isser is going to be Batal Chad Betray, one and two, if you have two pieces of Kosher, one piece of non-Kosher, and it falls into the... The mix is all three pieces. You don't know which is which. So they're all mutter. The focus to Rashba and the Rush. How is this Heter called? So Rashba says, well, the Heter, really, one is Aser, the other two are mutter. But you're allowed to go ahead and eat whichever ones you want. You can't eat them all together. He said, I think he holds, but whichever you want, because you have a Heter to eat it, because you don't know which is which. But the Rush holds, it's Hapech, Ha'isu, the other Heter. There's an actual transformation of the Heter to the Isu. The idea of Bittel is that the identity becomes transformed. So maybe in the reverse, that's what they're arguing about here, for all versus the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rich Vlach. If a person has this unusual case, he has a tarovis of Isser falling into Heter, it's the reverse. So in this case, there's no bittel in this case. We're talking about a case, like say, whether it's bread baked shmatzi asher or other thing like that. Let's say there's no bittel here. You know, if only the matra is to get rid of it, to mulet hanoli on hamela. How do you view this tarovis in which there's no bittel? Do you say, which is the pashtus, and Boston saying, everyone's also be suffic. One is really also a body, the other one's also a suffic, and that's it. Or do we say the way we deal with this, the way it's perhaps treated, is it's all considered to be also a body. It's true, Klapi Shmaya, that we know which is which, but we treat it as if the Isser is spread throughout the whole thing. If that's the case, that you say the whole thing is these Hapi Theos Isser, so to say, the way we deal with this, then even something this Gufo Osser, a piece of orla fruit, it falls into fruit that is not orla, let's say, and there would not be a bittel in this case. Normally, there would be a bittel, but let's say somehow you have something that we've fallen and is not bittel. So if you say that really the thing that's Osser remains Osser, and other ones are just Osser misafik, but really nothing changes, then it's true. You can't go ahead and be molech hanoi. You can't redeem it because it's Osser's Osser. There's no mechanism to change it. The Isser can't be moved away from it. If you say somehow the Isser spreads throughout the entirety of this mixture, right, just like the Heter can spread throughout the whole mixture, the Isser can spread throughout the whole mixture, that's the case. The Isser has already been made mobile. It's been somehow extricated to a certain degree from this one chaticha. It's somehow now become moved. That's the case. That would be the sheet of the Ra'ah. You can take the Isser has been disassociated, dislocated to a certain degree from that one Isser, and when Chetzav Shel Isser has been spread throughout, once it started to move, once it's been dislocated, once it's been extricated, Yoli Chanol HaMelech, Macha the whole thing. There is a machlokus. This is the most critical machlokus in this whole sugya, I believe. The way that most Rishonim learns, I just depicted, is that it only works when there's a tarovis.
Just before you go on, okay, let's say you assume the Isser has been spread throughout the whole thing, but how do you then concentrate it onto one piece? How does that work? What's the mechanism?
Oh, so how does it go into, how can you go?
How is it that when you just throw one piece into the Yamamelech, does that all of a sudden create a head? Every piece has become Osir.
Right.
How has it now become concentrated into one piece? How is that heter working? How do you explain
it? It's the Dumim, the Demei Isser. You're not taking out a piece. You're taking the Demei Isser, throwing the Demei Isser.
What is Demei? We just said the whole thing becomes Osir.
Yeah.
What does Demei Isser have to do with the price of
no,
food in China?
No, the Isser that's contained therein that we can't identify.
Every piece is now contaminated with that Isser.
Right.
Right? So
right.
What happened to that contamination?
Oh, you're saying how you're saying logically, percentage-wise,
yeah.
Happened?
Yeah.
Mathematically, you're saying?
No, Svara-wise. What are you talking about?
The whole thing is Osir. How you can be
right?
Molded. It's just $5 of Isser. How can you throw $1?
No, I'm not wondering about the dollars. I'm talking about the Isser. Why are you throwing in the money for? You have five pieces of fruits.
Right.
Five fruits.
Right.
One was Orla, another
right.
one not.
Right.
They all mixed in.
Right.
Now you told me the Isser has been dissipated through every single one.
Right.
How is it that when I take one throw...
The following.
Then all of a sudden the rest become mutter. What happened? What happened to that spread?
Good question. We've got kind of contrary. You're reversing the tarovis. The tarovis, you had a tarovis. Now you're saying that it's a mitzvah idea. Yeah, but somehow symbolically, I'll be the way it works, obviously. This you're throwing the say $5 of Isser that got Maruv to end up with the $10 of Heter, whatever the thing is. You're taking this $5, somehow the concentration of Isser is being transposed or represented through this $5. The Isser is being reversed. And then just before it was Nishkashe, now it's the opposite. Now it's Nisrakis. Now it's being reversed, concentrated into this. Into this.
How does this that concentration work?
I don't know how it works. I don't know how it is. It's not Misfar. Rabbi Ezra, it's not Misfar.
Not Misfar.
It's hard to be far. We don't, like they say, where do we find you can go ahead and you can take money and
but what's the mocker? Does the Gemara ever give you a mocker?
No, there's no mocker,
no svara. So what basis do we have to use it? There has to be some justification for it. The only way we usually operate is with a svara or a pasuk.
Yeah.
You don't have a pasuk, you don't have a svara, so then what do you have? You have gornet. So that sounds like the whole thing is the Rabbanan. I mean, like...
No, not at all. It works for derisis.
Like what?
Like what?
Yeah.
If you hold... If that was a grammar's officer, you have Isser wood with the hetcher oven, and you cook bread. That bread, if you have a grammar's officer, is Osir. Osir min HaTorah. If you have a grammar's officer, it's in deraisa. So this bread is Osir min HaTorah, alt Asherah, or alt, let's say, Orla, play a karam wood, whatever this source of fuel is, Osir min HaTorah will be matir. Lezer, look at the Gemara. It's Lezer's statement is a two-line statement. It doesn't think there was no pasuk in those far mentioned. But the hard idea is that you're transposing the chant.
It doesn't really make any sense. I mean, what basis do you have to do that?
Yeah, no, logically, we would never assume something. It's obviously it's a novel mechanism.
Mechanism that has no basis to say it.
Well,
right?
I mean, if you read
no pasuk, and we don't have the svara.
Yeah,
so what's the basis? I need a basis.
Yeah, the basis, I think,
there has to be some svara to
judge. The basis, the chara is that. I'm not saying anything new. I'm just saying what I said before. That the issue that became attached here, this issue, is being
I think
is being
they
removed.
Need to fill in some more steps.
For Rashi, let's keep going.
I really, just saying that is missing a lot of.
Okay,
detail.
I think
you need to fill in some steps.
After do Rashi, then we're going to go back.
I wish you would. I really don't.
Once we contrast with Rashi, then we'll maybe get a better.
I hope so.
Rashi has two amazing ideas. One thing that Rashi says is Rashi holds the Ferush. This is in Mem Testament Aleph of the Zohar Divrei Maskil Alpha Bo'as Pas. Rashi holds it works out of Tarovis. Even if you have the Pas, the Gemara, the Rabbi Elazar statement, the thing in the Gemara is Nisari Vacherim, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Yolichan Alamelech, Muhammad Yusei's Osir. So, Pas is Rabbi Elazar talking about a case of when you have a Tarovis. First, you bake the bread with Atzei Isser, then it was Mu'urvin a Tarovis, then you can be somehow pot of the bread, so to say, by casting the dumb into the Yom HaMelech. Rashi learns Rabbi Elazar is going on the Reisha, that once you bake the bread, with no other tarovas, no other heter bread, you can be matur that bread you baked. That bread be'en, you can be matur. The Isser be'en, without a tarovas, you can be matur by casting away the dumb Yom HaMelech. That's one thing Rashi says. Most Rishonim would accept it. Some of the notes in Rishonim quote other Rishonim as agreeing to Rashi. I couldn't find them, and if they do agree, it could be that they're not agreeing for Rashi's same reason. I'll get into it in a second. That's one thing Rashi holds, that you do not need to have a tarovas. Number two, Rashi holds the following. He says, what do you cast the Yom HaMelech? What are you molif? What's the person that casts away? So most Rishonim, almost all Rishonim say, cast away the value of the food that it was usher. If a $5 loaf of Isser bread, they got mixed with other bread, so you throw $5 with the Yom HaMelech, and you're finished. Rashi says, Demei Eitzim. You throw the Demei Eitzim, the value of the wood that baked the bread you throw away. Not the value of the bread, but the value of the wood. What is Rashi saying? Rashi says again two things. You do not need a tarovis. You can matur the thing without a tarovis at all. Number two is you cast for the value of the wood, not the value of the food, the product, but the wood itself, the fuel itself. What's Rashi saying? So I think, and maybe once we say this, maybe then Rabbi Balsam, maybe we can work out a better hezbrah for the most shunim. Rashi the Chavar is saying like this. So you could view this whole thing like a brisker chilek in two ways, is what Rebbe Lezer's mechanism is. You could say it's a din in the heft, as we were saying. I was suggesting that somehow you're poted, like that's the lotion of the Gemara. Come and say, ain't pidim avodah zarah. Somehow you're being poted avodah zarah. Somehow you're redeeming this bread cooked from avodah zarah, or according to some Rishonim, cooked through orla, or the orla fruit itself. You're being matur a hefza of a maichol or whatever. That's one way to say it. It's a hefza. The other way to say it is din in the gavra. And I think that's what Rashi saying. Not that you're freeing the chepsa from Isser, but that the gavra is once he is disposing of the Isser, so to say, then we say somehow de facto he's not benefiting from it. What it means is as follows. Rashi would say, why is this bread Osir, this bread before us, why is it Osir? It's also because it was baked with fuel from an Orla, or fuel, let's say, from a Avodah Zarah, from everybody, from a Sheira, what it was baked with. If I somehow deprive myself, I forfeit the value of the Asherah wood, then even though you would not logically say this, but conceptually, we're saying, well, what am I being nana from? Well, this is your, you have the right to say that the what you threw away was the benefit you would have had from the Asherah wood. Therefore, when you're nana from this bread, once you cast away the value of the wood, the fuel of the Yom HaMelech, you're not benefiting from that wood because you forfeited the benefit. You threw the benefit in the garbage. It's down. It's in the Yom HaMelech. It's rusted away. Therefore, the benefit is benefit from yourself. The benefit of Heter. Therefore, the bread is not you're not the gaver. You're not benefiting from a Avodah Zarah by eating this bread. This bread is not a representative of Hanoah from a Avodah Zarah, of a Sheira. Then the gaver. That's Rasha the Chara. Rasha, there's no need for Tarovis. You don't need to disassociate the Isser, make the Isser not identifiable with the Chefza. Forget about the Chefza, the Isser being part of the Chefza, disassociating it, disentangling it from the Chefza. Who cares about that, Rashi says? And who cares about the value of the actual Chefza? Somehow you're taking the value of the Chefza and the value of the Isser from the value of the Chefza. We don't care about Chefza's Rashi's at all. Then the Gavra, you as a Gavra, cannot be Nana as a Gavra from the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, if somehow you can take the value of the original Avodah Zarah, the fuel itself, the Eitz in themselves, cast them away, and therefore forfeit their value, and the Chiddush is that you can assign and say, that value I threw away is the value it represents the Eitz Yisr. Therefore, you as a Gavra are not being Nana from Yisr. You're being Nana from nothing, or from your own whatever, your own wood. It's not that's the idea of Rashi's power. It's in the Gavra, not in the Chefza. That's where Lezer is according to Rashi, it's in the Gavra. Others say it's in the Chefza.
What about other people?
Oh, good question. So then Rashi would say the Chora, and for other people, it'll be mutter as well. In other words, it's a good question, but Chora, if you were talking about a case here in which the Gemara is talking about a case in which, it's a good question, in which the person, he had not told him that the person who baked the bread, he took a branch from Avodah Zarah, from Asherah, and he baked the bread. So therefore, he's the one who injected into the bread the Shem of Avodah Zarah, and he can remove it, so to say, retroactively through this mysterious mechanism of Yolei Chanel Melech. So the corner of the Chor for other people would be mutter. However, let's say you had a case of Atse Asherah, not by a private person who did it himself. Somehow, you know, Asherah wood got detached from it, flew into the oven on its own, the wind, the hurricane somehow blew it into a furnace, and it baked some bread, and the bread is eaten by the people. That I'm not sure. The Pasha says that whoever wants to throw it away, that has, no, we still need Rashi to talk about that case, but it's a good question.
Where an individual baked it, other people would not be able to throw it away.
They would not be able to throw. That's a good idea. They would not be able to throw it away. The Rishon, I'm not sure what they would say. Yeah, right. Very good. According to Rashi, they cannot throw it away because it's really been in the Chora. In the good question, Pashas is in the person himself. He can throw it away because he was one of his nana. However, maybe it would be. Rashi doesn't say this. He might say maybe it would be that other people who would eat the bread or purchase the bread, they wouldn't be nana. Maybe they can throw it away. Pashas not because the Chora has to be that the person who created it, you're sort of reversing the creation of it. So therefore, when he created it, reverse what he did. Maybe other people have. I'm not really sure. Good question.
I'll tell you, these whole things, as far as sounds like they're all Durabah. I don't believe for a minute that anybody will say this is a Durabah.
There's no way any
Rishon in the world is going to
say it. 100%.
Give me one Rishon who says it's Durabah.
Did you say Durabah?
Yeah. I mean, these Svaras are all Durabah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So The Ritva says it works either for Drabanans or cases which Ein Gufan Usser, which means it's a derivative. But it's Daraisa. It's Drabanans or derivative Yisur, the Ritva says, Beferish. And he says the Ra'azal is Cholik. He says Ein Machalik. And he says it applies the Chol Advarim, he says, which is Daraisa. It's Daraisa. I agree with it. It's Daraisa. Look, this bread, this Agarim is, if you hold Usser, it's Daraisa. No one says that Agarim is a Drabanan. And in fact, some Rishonim say this would work for cases of Yayin Yayin Nasa. It's a machlokus. We have a case of Chavishal Yayin with Nisariv. So
yeah,
it's,
but I just read you the wrong. The whole Kumra of Yayin Nasa is the Rabban.
No, we, of course, the Pasuk is the Pasuk is the right. The Pasuk is the right, so we don't know.
No, the Rabban says the Rabban is the Rabban.
No. Kutbi Yayin Nasa, the Kumra of Avodah Zarah.
Right.
And what is the Kumra? Because the Torah says, well, Yid Bak B'yad Chamumah Na'an
Acherim. It's the Rabban, and they extended the Yayin.
The Torah, the Yayin Nasa is Nisar the Raisa. The food is
yes,
not the Raisa.
Yes, we all agree. Obviously, Yayin Nasa is also.
That Pasuk, though, is telling you there's no Bitum in the Torah. It's also the Bitum. Yeah.
All right.
That's that's the way. As far as I spent a long time going to, I'll show you inside the Mishnah. That's how they were learning it. But going back to the question my boss asked earlier, you asked about this last time. Okay, out of time. About what is mutter? However, this whole thing works. What is matter, the hanor or the achila? Some Rishonim says this. Some Rishonim say that. The Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rush quotes him, says matra even achila. Some Rishonim say you can be nana from this bread. You can take the bread and you can sell it. And maybe it might be signed to Akum so the Jew can buy it. But you can be nana from this iser. You can't eat it. That's how the Rambam, the Ra'ah, the Balamor say. But the Rabbeinu Yonah says no. You can even eat the iser. You can even go ahead and eat this bread. Eat it itself. So the Hora, that machlokus is a standard machlokus. When the person, according to Rav Rishonim, that you're casting away the value of the food, let's say the bread, what are you casting away? What does this value represent? Does it represent the chefsa, or represents just the value of the chefsa? If it's the chefsa itself, is your imat of the chefsa? Is if the chefsa, the issue of the chefsa is being tossed to the amamela? But if it represents the value of the chefsa, well, value is hana, then you can't eat it. The value of it is permissible to you, but not the achila of it. However, the same Rashi I quoted seems to be mashma, is holds that you can even eat it. Rashi says it's mutter, imat of the bread. It isn't not machalik, like all the Rebbe Brunel says, between hana and achila, imat of the bread. Why is that? The shitasa, since Rashi says, the whole idea is that the koach ha'oser, the thing that oser the bread, you're disposing of. However that works, I suggest it's in the gavra. However it works, you're disposing of the thing that oser the bread, the force of iser. Therefore, mamela, the bread is not oser. Somehow, de facto, retroactively, however this whole thing works, according to Rashi, the bread is heter. Therefore, there's no iser hanoa, no iser achila. This bread is just as mutter as a bread you walk up the hill to Gideon's and buy it. No difference. Either way, we should work on it.